Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life. Hi, everyone. So I just wanted to say thank you for subscribing, and I've got a lot of cases that I really want to cover. And this one is about Camille Cupcake McKinney. So it's 7:25 p.m. on Saturday, October 12, 2019, and three-year-old Camille McKinney is playing with another child at an outdoor birthday party in Birmingham, Alabama. And her nickname is Cupcake. So she's specifically playing outside an outdoor birthday party in Tom Brown Village, and she is there with her mother, April Thomas, and other family members. And a man approaches the children, speaks to them, and walks down the street, and the children follow along behind them, and Camille was never seen again. The last time she was reported seen was 8:30 p.m. Other children said a man got out of an SUV and put Camille, who was seen crying, in the vehicle. So she was abducted by this man, and about 3.5 hours after this time, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency issued an Amber Alert. So if you're a UK listener, you may not be aware, but an Amber Alert is a message that's distributed to people on their phones to communicate that a child is missing in the US. So the following day, Birmingham police went door to door at the complex, handing out flyers of Camille's picture, and they eventually released store surveillance photos from a nearby Shell station depicting a person of interest and the suspect vehicle, which is a Toyota Sequoia. So about 8 p.m. that Sunday, which is the day after, that evening, roughly 24 hours after Cupcake disappeared, residents at a Centrepoint condominium complex called 911 after finding the parked Sequoia in the parking lot, and it was from a complex where Patrick Devone Stallworth and his girlfriend Derek Arisha Brown lived, and they were taken to custody as persons of interest. Patrick was identified as the man seen on surveillance video. And Patrick, then 39 years old, was charged with 7 crimes, including possession of child pornography and possession with intent to distribute child pornography. And he was released and allowed to post bail, and the images were discovered on his phone. However, Derek, who was 29 years old at the time, was held as well as because authorities filed a motion to revoke her bond from a 2018 case in which she was accused of abducting her 3 children at gunpoint after they were placed in custody with a relative. And she had lost custody of her children because she was accused of being abusive to them and placing the children inside a clothes dryer as punishment. So Tuesday the 15th of October 2019 at 7 p.m, the family were called to police headquarters and were told that Camille's body had been found. Moments later, police announced that Patrick and Derisha would be charged with capital murder, so Patrick was rearrested. And there was so much evidence against the couple. So first, surveillance footage from the Shell gas station showed Patrick buy $18.91 worth of candy more than 7 hours before Cupcake's abduction. And it was said that he lured the children with sweets, which is why they were following him on that footage. Second, after leaving this gas station, 2 preteen girls, one was 11, were leaving their Saturday cheerleading practice at a school when they were approached by the blue Sequoia. And Patrick said, I quote, "I'm looking for a girl that looks like you," to one of the girls. And he offered the girls candy, but they grew nervous. And the occupant in the blue Sequoia couldn't be identified in CCTV, but the girl's description of the woman with Patrick matches that of Derica. Third, Patrick had scratches on his chest whilst in police custody. These were seen on Cupcake's DNA, and both Patrick and Derek Brown's DNA was found on a bloodstained plastic cover taken from a mattress in the couple's home at the Woodside Condominiums in Centrepoint. And fingernail clippings from Camille's left hand show the presence of Patrick's DNA only. Fourth, 2 inmates in the Jefferson County Jail where they were held came forward claiming that Patrick admitted he accidentally killed Cupcake. Another piece of evidence is an autopsy conducted by the Jefferson County Coroner's Office showed Camille had died asphyxiation by suffocation. And the exam also turned up toxic levels of methamphetamine and trazodone. And the levels of the drugs indicated Camille had taken these drugs, and the prescription for these drugs belonged to Patrick. And records also showed a lot of movement between the couple's condo and the adjacent Parkway Villa apartments, which are accessible to one another via a pathway through a wooded area. And it was a construction dumpster from the largely vacant Parkway Villa where Cupcake's remains were found by the FBI agents. So after repeatedly denying at least three times during interviews that of knowing of Cupcake, Jerrica finally admitted on 21st of October to knowing of Cupcake. So during investigation, the couple turned on each other and blamed the other for the murder of Cupcake, both even claimed that they were unaware the girl had been kidnapped and claiming the other person was responsible. So Jerrica claimed she did not know Cupcake was in her SUV, and Patrick claimed he did not know Cupcake had been kidnapped until he arrived home. I have not yet seen that a trial date has been set for them yet, but I will keep you updated. So the websites I used for this story is Kiro7.com, Al.com, and People.com.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.